USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats and some Republicans are still upset, saying Secretary of State Mike Pompeo violated restrictions on political activity by diplomatic employees under the Hatch Act when he spoke at the Republican National Convention, breaking a long-standing precedent. Well, Secretary Pompeo this morning is defending that decision to speak.
I did this in my personal capacity. All I can say in my role as Secretary of State is the State Department reviewed this, was lawful, and I personally felt it was important that the world hear the message of what this administration has accomplished.
The Kennedy dynasty suffering its first big loss in its home state ever. Congressman Joe Kennedy III falling short in his bid to unseat a veteran Democratic incumbent in the Senate. Kennedy conceding to Ed Markey after yesterday's Democratic primary in Massachusetts. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump calling violent protests in major cities domestic terror. Speaking at a law enforcement roundtable in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday, the president said he strongly supports the use of the National Guard to help put an end to the violence. Meanwhile, a probe into the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha by police a couple of weeks ago has produced over 100 pieces of evidence, according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice. It includes 28 different videos of the incident. Kids in New York City are facing a change in their back-to-school plans, as we hear in this report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
Again, that report from Wendy King, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It appears Americans are still a ways off from having any hopes of getting coronavirus stimulus relief money again, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans are no closer to a deal than they've been in weeks. Pelosi says Democrats in the White House, in her words, have serious differences understanding the situation that working families are facing. This comes after Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke over the phone for over an hour yesterday. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the official Japanese surrender in World War II, officially ending the deadliest conflict the world has ever seen. September 2nd was a formality. The Empire of Japan had announced its unconditional surrender earlier in August after the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The surrender documents were signed on board the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. And Graceland is cleaning up after graffiti was sprayed on a wall all along Elvis Presley Boulevard, the Levitt Shell Amphitheater, and the iHeart Memphis mural in Midtown Memphis also vandalized. The graffiti calling for defunding police, abolishing ICE, and in support of Black Lives Matter. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.